T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Respond to the pressure. The Yankees win. The Yankees win. What a game. Another comeback. The New York Yankees are what you thought they were. They refuse to lose. 27 outs. This game tonight showed me everything that I needed to see about this team. Gerrit Cole goes out there with a 1.5 ERA against the Twins, gives it up right away, 5 home runs. What is going on? What are you doing, bro? It does not matter. The New York Yankees will fight and claw back and stay in the game. New York Penn Station, all stops here. This is a team. This is a team. I repeat, this is a World Series caliber team. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'm telling you, I was ready to give up early. I quit. I rage quit. You know when you're playing a video game and you rage quit and you throw the remote, throw the controller, you're done? I was done tonight. Because coming into this rubber match, with the pressure on Gerrit Cole, our $36 million a year ace, I said, okay, Gerrit Cole's going to respond. Jameson Taillon had a rough outing. Nestor Cortez had a rough outing. But now it lines up once again for Gerrit Cole. Cole World, Cole Train, Cole 4-5. To get on that mound and show the world who he is, what he's worth, and why the Yankees went out to get him. It didn't happen that way. The Yankees scored first. The Yankees struck first, like the Rangers. We'll wait on the Rangers. The Yankees went up 1-0. In a game to take the series, the Yankees took the lead. And then they gave it right back, and the Yankees were down 3-1. And I'm looking at Gerrit Cole like, come on, bro. And I'm on Yankees Twitter, and I logged off tonight. I turned the game off tonight. I'm superstitious. I'm a baseball fan. I love baseball. I hope tonight you can understand how much I love baseball, because this roller coaster we went on tonight is exactly why I love the game. You can't predict baseball. That's baseball, Susan. Let's get back to it. The way this game started, first place team, our old pals, the Minnesota Twins, they beat us last night. Well, 2 nights ago. Good morning, everyone. It's Friday. The way this game started, I was ready to just be done. Okay, we're going to lose this series to the Twins. And then everyone that hates the Yankees, everyone that talks about the Yankees, oh, they play the Orioles, oh, they play the Tigers. Everyone that has these narratives against this team, who Yankees fans know this is one of the best teams we've seen in a while, everyone that wants to count against the Yankees would have something to say. Nah, 10-7, Yankees win. This team picked him up. They picked Gerrit Cole up. I don't know if you hear me speak about this team's chemistry. I talk about it here on The Fan. I talk about it on MLB Network. I talk about how something special is going on in this city. And this team, this New York Yankees team, they are bonded. And they're not going to lay down. They're not going to quit. On getaway day, these guys are now on their way back to New York. They could have laid down and said, oh, man, Cole gave up 5 home runs. He ain't got it. He went 2 1/3, 8 hits, 7 runs, 7 earned runs. He ain't got it. They picked him up. The most unlikely of heroes all week. It's now Friday. All week. What did I say on air? Can we stop complaining about Hicks and Gallo? Can we stop complaining? Please stop calling and complaining about Hicks and Gallo. We know. We get it. We know. I thought Tuesday night was the Hicks and Gallo game. No, tonight was the Hicks and Gallo game. I love this team. I love this season. I love the city. Let's keep going. The Yankees could have taken an L, could have taken back-to-back L's. I knew they wouldn't. In my pregame hit with John and Susan, hey, Keith, tell me something cool. I told John and Susan about Gerrit Cole's ERA, a 1.9 ERA against the Twins. And I also said, hey, these Yankees haven't dropped consecutive games against the Twins in the same season since the start of 2014. They're not going to lose back-to-back to these guys. They're our pals, the Twins. They're always there for us. What are friends for? Friends are there to pick you up when you need them. And they let us get back into this one. Led by pal Joey. Joey Gallo, as many Yankee fans that I've heard rip you, as many people as I've heard call the station, tweet about you, those same people were celebrating you tonight. Joey Gallo and Aaron Hicks. Aaron Hicks, I'm glad to see you find it. I'm glad to see Joey Gallo and Aaron Hicks tonight both have 3 RBIs, hit home runs. And earlier in the week, I talked about Miguel Andujar being sent down and how that had to send a message to guys like Joey Gallo and Aaron Hicks. You're still here. This young man came up, balled out. Yankees fans love Miggy Two Bags. Yankees fans love Miguel Andujar. And you're here over him. You better start producing right now. And they did. This was their series. And the 2 wins in this series, Aaron Hicks and Joey Gallo came up big. I know Gallo struck out 3 times tonight, but it doesn't matter. The home runs. Aaron Hicks hit a home run. This team kept fighting. DJ LeMahieu hit his 100th home run. This team kept fighting. Again, they put up 10. I love it. I love it. Shout out to John Sterling. Because as much as I hear people that want to criticize John Sterling, they want to find a replacement for John Sterling. We have some guys that are going to fill in for John Sterling. Shout out to Justin Shackle and Ricky Ricardo. But can I tip my cap to John Sterling for some excellent calls tonight? And Ryan Rucco for some excellent calls tonight? What a game. Ryan Rucco likes calling those Minnesota games. He's booked. That's my Minnesota guy for the rest of time. I don't care if there's WNBA on. Rooks, you're with us. When we go to Minnesota, you got to call those games. And Aaron Hicks, former Minnesota Twin, he finds something back in his old stomping grounds. I love this team. I love this team. I had a point tonight where I was like, all right, I'm off Twitter. And I was off Twitter because very early in the game, Cole gave it up. And it became like an online fight between Yankees fans about, oh, he struck out the side. He's fine. It's just a bad inning. And my question to Yankees fans was, are you a Yankees fan or a Gerrit Cole defender? Watch the game. It's a long game. Watch the game. I don't need you guys defending Gerrit Cole. He didn't have it. But that doesn't matter. New York Penn Station. All stops here. Lucas Licky, Miguel Castro, Wandy Vision Peralta, Michael King of New York, and Clay. His mama call him Clay. I'ma call him Clay Holmes. This bullpen that isn't even at full strength. They come in and they get stops. They don't give anything up. And that gives our offense time to figure it out, to get it going. Two in the fifth, two in the sixth, two in the seventh. And then a Gary Sanchez pass ball in the eighth, the icing on the cake. You knew it was coming. Man, I love this game tonight. And I really hope that you call me up and tell me what you saw, what you liked, and how you're feeling about the New York Yankees as they travel back home to face the Chicago Cubs, New York versus Chicago, this weekend in the Bronx, Andy Pettit bobblehead tonight. I want to see everyone there. I'll be there tonight and tomorrow night. It should be loud. It should be electric. It should be dung, 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 dung. Let's go, Yankees. This is the team, folks. What else do you need to see? These type of wins are character-building wins. These type of wins are the wins that you remember when you get to October. Never say die. 27 outs. We're not out of any game. It doesn't matter if Gerrit Cole doesn't have it. It doesn't matter who's pitching. It doesn't matter. The Yankees will find a way. I love this team. I love the city. And I love the fans of this team. Unfortunately, I turned the Yankees game off for a second. Got off Twitter. I watched the Rangers. The Rangers struck first, but that's a tough L. They scored the first goal and then didn't score another one. That's a tough game to lose in the Garden. The first game we've seen lost in the Garden in a while. Home ice advantage failed this time. And it's tough now. Going up 2-0 in the series, now Tampa leads the series 3-2. Rangers fans, this is a safe space. This is WFAN. You can call up. You can tell me how you feel about it. It's not over. The great Steve Summers said, Rangers in seven. It ain't over. It's just different now. We've seen the Rangers come back in these playoffs. Maybe they need to be down. Maybe they need to feel some more pressure. Maybe they need to have their backs against the wall. This is a part of the movie where you're wondering how it's going to end, and the Rangers can still write the rest of the script. Keith McPherson on the Fan, call me up, please. We're going to have a good time. I'm on till 2 a.m. This is my last show of the week. This Yankees game had me running around, laughing, jumping up and down, high-fiving people. I had a blast watching this game tonight. I really thought we were done and we weren't done because this team has championship DNA. This team does not take L's. This team wants to win and they look like a team that wants to win it all. It doesn't matter who it is. It doesn't matter who gets it done. They will pick up the highest paid player on the team. And they'll say, hey, don't worry about it, bro. We got you. That's another win. The Yankees are 41-16. 877-337-6666 is the number to call up here to the station. Let's rock tonight. It's Friday morning. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
The Fan is on your smart speaker. To listen to the home of New York sports, just say, hey Siri, play WFAN.
Oh, yeah. All right. Let's smooth it out. I'm done yelling. I had to get that first, like, burst of energy out. You always come in with energy at the top. You always come in excited. You don't want someone tuning into the show and being like, oh, this guy doesn't even care about the Yankees. That game would end with Clay Holmes striking out Carlos Correa, dotting Carlos Correa, who half of this Yankees fan base was like, we have to sign Carlos Correa. We need him. He's the answer. Oh, my God. Why won't they pay Carlos Correa? We don't need him. I repeat, we don't need him. And I've been on that for a while. I was saying that months ago. I had a little video with a bunch of things that I put out there, you know, saying why we don't need Carlos Correa. And I'm glad he's not on this team. This team has chemistry. This team is bonded. This team plays for one another. This team does not need Giancarlo Stanton to carry them or Aaron Judge to carry them. It's fun when those guys homer and can carry us to victories, but this is a team. I said the least likely of suspects. Aaron Hicks and Joey Gallo are there to score 6 out of these 10 runs and come up big, hit homers. I mean, you got to be kidding me. Joey Gallo, 2 homer night. Aaron Hicks hits a home run. He needed that. And I already talked about New York Penn Station. That's what I call his bullpen. I've been calling him that for over a year. Last year I was calling him that. And the bullpen is missing a few guys. And I see Yankees fans saying, oh, we got to make some trades. No, there's some guys in this bullpen that can spin it, that can hurl it, that can get it done. And they did tonight, collectively. 5 guys out of the pen. I love this game, man. I was watching this game with some people that weren't Yankees fans. And when the tide started to turn... You love it. You love to be a Yankees fan. It's a good time to be a Yankees fan. On the other side, I also was watching the Rangers game with some Rangers fans, and it was hype in the beginning, and it got quiet. So Rangers fans, call me up. Like I said, this is a safe space. You can vent. Let me know your frustrations. Let me know what you saw. And let's get to the calls. I don't have that much time on tonight. Like I said, this is my last show. I'm on till 2. Keith McPherson on the fan. KM till 2 a.m. Let's talk to the fans that call the fans. We lead off with the Young Jedis. Young Josh is on the line. What's up, kid?
How you doing, Keith? Good morning.
Good morning. I'm doing great, if you couldn't tell.
So I want to make sure this actually happened. I came from school early because of test. I'm listening to Carlton Roberts, and I hear you got offered to do a game, and you declined?
What? I missed Carlton and Roberts today. I was not offered to do a game, like call a game. I saw Justin Shackle is going to do some games. I saw Ricky Ricardo is going to do some games. I was going to tweet out jokingly, like, yeah, you can catch me on the Yankees baseball Espanol broadcast filling in for Ricky Ricardo. But no one offered me to do any games. Some things that you hear on radio are what we call shtick. Some things that you hear on radio are jokes. They're not for real. So, no, nah. I wouldn't do that. I think I actually tweeted out, if they said to me, hey, Keith, we want you to try this, I would accept the challenge. Like, I've never called a baseball game. But if I work here, like, if my boss came to me and said, hey, you're on the calendar for this game, I would probably spend every day working on it so that I'd be prepared to call a Yankees game. I'd probably lose sleep over it, not wanting to suck, not wanting to mess up. No, there was no offer. There was no anything presented to me about calling a Yankees game. And that's cool because I'm not the guy.
Well, they quoted you saying, I'm not a play-by-play analysis. So you got to fix it up with them tomorrow, whatever, later today.
I don't. Craig and Evan, they can say whatever they want. I'm the nighttime guy. I'm new. I'm young. They're the kingpins. They got it. Whatever they said is fine. I was running around doing some things today, and I missed that part of Carlton Roberts. That never came from me. If you hear something from me, it's over this mic. It's recorded on podcast and Odyssey app, and then it's also on my Twitter. So, no, I never declined, and no one ever approached me about doing a Yankees game. So,
just making sure there. So you think if Gerrit Cole has like three, like the next three, four starts, go to like 4 or 5 runs, then the Yankees might try. I know you're not going to guess, but think they might try to trade him for like a catch or something because they get rid of that huge contract.
Excuse me, say what? You said
trade him? If he has four starts with bad runs, maybe they want to get rid of that big contract.
No. You can't trade Gerrit Cole. You can't trade $36 million a year, and you can't trade Gerrit Cole. The Yankees went to get their white whale, Cashman's white whale. There's no trading Gerrit Cole. Gerrit Cole has to fight his way through this. He has to figure it out. And one thing I will say right now, and everyone listening knows this, if the Yankees are going to do what we want them to do this year and actually bring 28 home, we're going to need Gerrit Cole. We're going to absolutely need Gerrit Cole. We can't do it without him. So he's not getting traded, and I still have faith in him. It's unfortunate that like he struggles like he did. And, you know, Yankees fans are at odds about it. They, like, fight each other about it. Like, oh, well, last week. And I'm like, I don't want to hear about last week. Last week we were at home against the Tigers. Now we're on the road against the Minnesota Twins. And he had his worst start of the year. And he's got to figure it out. It's okay because we won. But it's not okay because he's expected to be an ace, right? And Mets fans that are listening understand when you go out to get an ace like a Max Scherzer and you pay him $43 million a year or whatever his salary is, you expect him to go out there and shove. You expect him to go out there and shut it down. You definitely don't expect him to give up 5 home runs. So Gerrit Cole has to figure it out because if you look at the rest of this staff, this rotation, like the highest paid pitcher in this staff and the bullpen, these guys, like he makes more money than these guys combined. Please, Gerrit Cole, lock in, figure it out, and be better.
And you get to see him like 90% of the time. We're still waiting on DeGrom. We're still waiting on Scherzer. Want to see them pitch back-to-back, get 2 wins. Maybe they could have started those Dodgers instead of...
We can give Cole Walker credit for being healthy this year. At least we get to see him go out there and give it up. He's healthy. And yeah, I heard Scherzer may be back sooner rather than later. Still hope for DeGrom. How are you feeling, young Josh, about your Mets? They were off. And now they face the Angels, who I last saw that Andrew Velasquez from the Bronx, New York, hit a 3-run bomb. Yeah, the Angels are up 5-2 at home against Boston in the bottom of the 8th, looking to break that 13-game losing streak. The Mets will face them next. How are you feeling about the Metropolitans?
Well, even though they're off today, the problem with these late games is they actually still lost today.
What do you mean?
The game wasn't over till after 12. So going that way, they actually lost. But they got to, versus the Angels, they got to work the, they got to get the hitting going.
You Mets fans are hilarious.
Technically,
they still lost.
Have his finger hit in like a swinging closing elevator.
Josh, it's Friday morning.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, they lost yesterday.
The Mets did not lose today.
And not because you said they had an off day.
They had an off day yesterday. They were off Thursday. The Mets did not lose today. It's going to be fine. The Mets will be all right. They can battle with the Los Angeles Angels and beat the Angels.
I think they'll get a shutout tomorrow. Win by a few on Saturday night and go for the sweep on Sunday. Feeling good. They got 2 sweeps in a row. Start a new win streak and come back home and extend it.
And then you got to face the Brewers. So... Gotta take these games.
Streak. We'll extend that.
Yeah, but they're a good team. Gotta take these games from Anaheim.
Yeah.
What about the Rangers, young Josh? Did you peep that Rangers game? That was tough, man.
I'm not a Rangers fan myself, but the thing with them is they've never had a game where the other team was facing elimination when they weren't. Also, they play the good when they're behind. You gotta get more scoring, and at some point, like the puck's just on. Just by their defensive side, starts wearing them down.
Yeah. I mean,
a lot of Rangers
are you an
fans
you're an Islanders fan?
I'm a Devils fan.
Oh, that's right. You're in Jersey. You're with me.
We went through that a few months ago.
Yeah, we did. The Devils will get it together eventually. We'll see what that's looking like in October.
Yeah, like when I'm 20.
When you're 20. When you're 20, when I'm 40.
Maybe by then the devil, you never know if the devil's going to move to New York. I hope not.
No. We don't have any other teams. They took the Nets to Brooklyn. The Devils have no choice but to stay right there in Newark.
Yeah, stay there. And stuck between going for the Rangers or not, because my father's like the biggest anti-Rangers fan I've ever seen. When I have friends that are Rangers, so it's pretty much stuck in the middle.
Well, the way I look at it, I'm rooting for the city because I'm in the city and I'm on WFAN. I told multiple people tonight that I was watching the game when I'm like, I'm a Devils fan. So, like, you know, people are looking at me like, oh, come on. And I'm like, I'm not upset that the Rangers are losing like this. I'm a little disappointed because I wanted them to win, especially, like, if the Rangers won and the Yankees won. Like, we would have been super lit on the fan tonight. But it's tough. It's a series, though. It's a loss in this series. The series is not over.
Oh, so the Rangers fans are like, where's your Devils? So if they could get eliminated, I'd rather be in seven, they'll give us some entertainment.
Whatever. Where are the Devils? The Devils haven't played in months. We know where the Devils are. It is what it is. Like, the Devils are far away from being a competitive playoff Stanley Cup competitor. We know that.
Maybe they'll draft the next Ovechkin with the second pick.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
All right, have a good night, Keith. Thank you.
Thanks for the call. Thanks for leading off. Young Josh out there in Passaic, New Jersey. Devils fan calling the fan. Devils fans, we'll be all right. I know there's some Devils fans and Islanders fans that are like, see, told you, Tampa, the Lightning. But it's a long series. I repeat, Steve Summers said Rangers in seven. Got to see it all the way through. Let's see who else we have on the line. Another youngster, Young Mo, my guy out in Brooklyn. MOE, what's up?
Yeah, how's it going, Keith?
Great. Because of the Yankees, not the Rangers. But
what a great win.
Awesome game. Like, that's why you love baseball. That's why you fight through 27 outs. That's why you turn the game off and turn it back on. And, like, even when I turn the game off, I'm still looking at the alerts. I'm still watching, you know, on MLB at bat, you can watch the, like, game day. I'm still looking at the pitches. I'm still keeping an eye on it. I just switch it up. We're superstitious as baseball fans. Things aren't going right with Garrett Cole. I'm like, all right, I got to switch this up.
You're talking about superstition. Last night you were telling me Gary out of the lineup, the Yankees lose. Well, today Gary back in the lineup, and the Yankees got the game with go-ahead run off him.
Hey, man. And then that last run, like, the 10th run was scored. Was it bases loaded, pass ball? Gary gives it up. It was poetic. It was perfect.
Yeah, and it was great to see Gallo. Like, Gallo looked like, I don't know, when he wasn't hitting, like, just not like himself, and now he's excited, happy. It's good to see.
I think we got to leave him in right field. Can we talk about that for a second? I know Judge is our right fielder, the Judge's Chambers, and yeah, I get that. But Gallo is comfortable playing right field. Two nights ago, we saw Giancarlo Stanton struggle in right field. And in my pregame hit with John and Susan, I said, this is his first time playing right field since he's been on the IL. He hadn't played in right since May 22nd. So I expected him to be rusty, and the way that the baseball gods work, ball will find you. The ball found him. So he wasn't in the lineup today. Gallo sat out yesterday, and now he was, or 2 days ago, now he's back in the lineup. Gallo had his best game all season in the field at the plate. He's a right fielder. He's a gold glove right fielder. We traded for him. Keep him in right field. Keep Judge in center. That's just my opinion. Do you agree with that, Mo?
Yeah, I think if it's working, we should keep it.
It's simple. It's simple to me. Keep him in right field. Even this weekend, right? We don't have to keep configuring. And I know they like to change the lineup and put LeMayu at first and DH Rizzo or DH Judge or DH Stan or DH Donaldson. Like, you got to understand that you're going to get the most out of guys like Gallo who are struggling when they are comfortable in the field. I swear the Yankees, like, love to do this. Like, Gleyber Torres is a shortstop. Let's force him to play shortstop. And then he's not himself. Or, like, let's put Rougned Odor at third base. Guys never played third base. Or let's put Tyler Wade at five different positions. Let's keep playing guys out of their position. No, guys need to be comfortable on the defensive side, and then it'll translate at the plate. Like, Gallo's a right fielder. Simple as that. You traded for a right fielder, play him in right.
Yeah, same thing with Gleyber last season.
And he's a second baseman, and we all knew he's not a shortstop. Leave that kid at second base, and he'll figure it out.
Yeah, and the bullpen you called the Penn Station. Well, you were saying how, obviously they're great tonight, but you were saying how all the Yankee fans are saying there should be no trades in the bullpen, no, we don't need any trades. Well, I think, and you're saying how there should be no trades. I think you might be wrong about that. There's one trade we got to make. We got to trade away Chapman.
Chapman's on the IL, and I do expect Cashman to bolster this bullpen. I think a couple of nights ago I said, if you look back to last year, you know, everyone talks about Rizzo and Gallo, but Joely Rodriguez, Wandy Peralta, and Clay Holmes came over here before the deadline as well. So I expect Cashman to be looking around and trying to find a couple other arms. And then we have guys coming back too. So I don't know. The way I feel about it is we have enough talent in the bullpen, but you can never have too many arms. It's an arms race, especially when you get to October.
Yeah, and I feel like it's great. The Yankees were down 7-3, and all of a sudden the Yankees just, like, were down with it, and all of a sudden they're hitting homers, they're hustling.
It's a mentality. Yes, these guys, I feel like these guys pick each other up. They talk to each other. They look each other in the eyes, and they say, we're not getting on this plane with a loss. We're not losing this series. We're not getting on this plane with back-to-back losses to the Minnesota Twins. We're the New York Yankees. We're the best team in baseball. Take it pitch by pitch, take it at bat by at bat, and let's go. Let's figure it out. And I love to see guys that you didn't expect, Aaron Hicks and Joey Gallo, who I've heard hundreds of fans call the fan in the last 2 months, complain about. Those guys get to be heroes tonight, and they got to be heroes in the two wins in this series. That's what you say about a team. Anyone can be the guy any night. They pick each other up. Never say die. They had no doubts that they were going to come back and win.
Yeah, I was listening to the postgame on the radio after the game, and they were interviewing Cole, and Cole was saying how great it is to have these teammates.
Of course. Garrett Cole's like, yeah, I'm making all the money, but shout out to these guys. I ain't have it, but they picked me up. Wow, impressive. Because after I go out there and give up five bombs, yeah, you know, I'm not gonna get on Cole because people already think I give Cole a hard time. It's not that I give Cole a hard time. It's that I'm a Yankees fan. I root for the Yankees. And Garrett Cole, even though he's Yankee fan today, tomorrow, forever, even though he's, you know, this guy that, I don't know, Yankees fans defend up and down as if he's above reproach, beyond reproach, whatever it is. I'm like, bro, he's got to be better. Like, if CeCe Sabathia was pitching like this when we went to get CeCe, people would have ripped him up and down. Garrett Cole, I feel like Yankees fans are like, oh, well, he still got the stuff, and oh, it was just a bad inning. No, it's not acceptable. This is a championship-caliber team. He's supposed to be a stopper. When you go to your ace, what do you expect from your ace? You expect your ace to be an ace and not give anything up. He gave it up right away, and it's not good enough, but we were still able to bail him out and get the win. The Yankees win. The Yankees have 41 wins. They're the best team in baseball. I love this team.
Yeah, and it was great to see these Yankees homers. They were killing them. Hicks, Gallo.
So many homers in this game on both sides.
Judge almost had one off the top of the wall.
Home Run Derby. I actually went to the Home Run Derby out there in 2014. It's a big ballpark, but baseballs do fly out of there. It was Home Run Derby tonight, but we came out with the win.
Yeah, and I want to talk about the Rangers for a second, and I hate to say it, but they just looked stale the last three games. Like, they weren't getting anything going on in the offensive.
I think they're hurt. I think they're tired. I think it's been a long playoff run. It's unfortunate to see them lose in the Garden. Changes the momentum, it changes the conversation, it changes the feel around the series, but like I said, it's a series. Series is not over. No quit New York, that's the whole tagline, that's the moniker. These guys have come back in the last two series, so maybe they need to feel some of that pressure, and I think they'll respond. It's not done. Steve Summers told me Rangers in seven.
Yeah, and it's just Shesterkin, like, holding them together the last three games, and the offense is like, it's so stale, like, no shots on net, no chances.
Well, I don't know. Down a little bit, 3-2. Have to win in Tampa. And then you come back to the Garden, everything on game seven.
Yeah, and just one thing about the Giants there. I was seeing these videos about practice today, and it was showing, like, Kadarius Toney working on some stuff. It was showing the rookie receiver, third round, Wandle Robinson. He's super fast. Like, the Giants have a great offensive bunch of playmakers.
I've been keeping an eye on these Giants, and I've been keeping an eye on this mini camp and what's coming out of this mini camp. if the Ranger season ends, we're going to be talking about the Giants. We're going to be talking about the Jets. We're going to start talking more football because that's just natural to roll into that. The NBA Finals will be over next week. If the Rangers are eliminated, we'll be talking football. I've been keeping a close eye. I'm no Giants fan, but I do like what I've heard and the direction that I think they're heading in. I just feel like they have a coach. They have a GM, and they haven't had that in a few years. So,
yeah, and before I go, I know I spoke about this last night, and I know Higashioka did pretty good last night. Did pretty good tonight last night, but I just hate to see Trevino not in the lineup.
I don't know what it is. Actually, I do know what it is. The Yankees love Higashioka. He's been in the organization for 13 years. He was Gerrit Cole's personal catcher. We all know that Trevino is the better player. He's got a better story. He hits better. But they're going to keep platooning these guys. So expect to see Higashioka in there. And they don't care that Higashioka is batting 157. They're going to keep rolling him out there. When Trevino actually has one of the highest batting averages on the team. And he's won some games for the Yankees. But like I said, they don't care. They stick to their plan. The Yankees know what they're doing, and I can't question them because they just keep winning.
Yeah, and I feel like the Yankees will have some momentum going into this Cubs series. They could sweep the Cubs easily, I feel like, and then they have a tougher series against the Rays. But, yeah, I think we could do it with the pitching, with the bullpen. So have a great night, Keith.
Mo, you're the man. Thanks for the call. And thanks for the segue. This Cubs series, I was looking at this Cubs series, and I didn't want to look ahead because the Yankees had to win this game and win the series tonight. But Marcus Stroman, I think, is in line to pitch tonight against Severino. Mets fans listening, your boy Marcus Stroman coming back to the city. Just like Noah Syndergaard came back to the city, got rocked. And there was definitely Mets fans in there for that. And I know there will be some Mets fans in there tonight for Stroman. All my homies see the same thing with Stro. We're blocked online. He doesn't let anyone from New York engage with him online. You can't say one thing about him. And this guy said that he was better than all the Yankees pitchers, or, you know, the Yankees have this high payroll. The Yankees always blow it. They should be winning the World Series every year with their payroll and the talent that they have. And he was clearly butthurt that the Yankees didn't sign him and weren't interested in him, and he took some shots online. The Cubs were playing in Baltimore. I think the game got rained out two nights ago, and he was scheduled to start. So I think he may be. Let me double check. Last time I checked, I think I tweeted it out. I'm like, oh, Stroman versus Stroman versus Severino Friday night in the X Andy Pettit bobblehead night. Is that what it's lining up to be? If that's the case, I mean, obviously I'll be there. But if that's the case, it's still TBD. The Cubs haven't posted that. But I'm hoping it's Marcus Stroman versus Luis Severino. The Yankees are, I don't know, in the air right now, flying. And they'll get here, I don't know, late in the night and sleep and then have to turn around and play this game. It won't matter. The Cubs are 23-33. The stadium will be alive. Bobblehead night, you already know what time it is. There's going to be hundreds of people outside Yankee Stadium at 5 p.m., 2 hours before first pitch. And then the Cubs, coming from Chicago, they have a huge fan base. There's a lot of Chicago people in New York. The tickets are rising. The prices are rising as we speak. It's going to be packed. And it's a Friday night game followed by a Saturday night game. We usually don't get that. We usually get the 105 Saturday game. So you already know, the Yankees know. Stadium's going to be alive. It's going to be turned up. People are going to show up to Yankee Stadium definitely to talk trash to Marcus Stroman. I will be there definitely to try and get in his head. He can't block you in the stadium. Height don't measure heart. That's his whole thing. Well, I don't think his height or his heart are going to be able to block out these Yankees fans that are going to be on top of him tonight at 7:05. In the Bronx. So I'm looking forward to that series. We can talk about that as well. I've got some Rangers fans on the line. We'll take this break. We'll go to the top of the hour. When we come back inside the 1 o'clock hour, we'll talk Rangers. We'll see what the Rangers fans got to say right here on The Fan. Keith McPherson, stay here. I'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.